This is our third featured album today, featuring UFO's No Heavy Petting from 1976. And we started off with a track called Tonight Tonight. And, of course, UFO formed, I think they were like as early as 68, 69. Got a record deal with Chrysalis in 73, 74 or something like that. Started putting albums out. The first album was kind of hit and miss. Didn't have it really didn't take as a band off until Michael Schenker joined the band, and he did that, and then things started to come together a little bit better. And the thing about UFO albums, the studio albums, is that they gradually got better and better as they went along. Their songwriting got better, the lyrics got better, and just overall. And this is kind of right in the middle. I'd say Strangers in the Night being the peak, the live album, and Obsessions being like the number one as far as quality goes, and then Lights Out is a classic. But it was a bit hit and miss with some of the tracks, I would say, and this album is not their best, in my opinion, but it is getting there, shall we say. And back in those days, record labels gave you the chance to improve. A lot of bands in the 70s had that option. Three albums and get it right, or you're done. And these days, that doesn't happen, of course. So let's continue. You heard the track Tonight Tonight. We're playing selected tracks from UFO's No Heavy Petting. This next one, I've not heard any of these. I'm not a big, huge fan of playing music that I already know. So a lot of the UFO tracks I don't know. This next one is called Have You Seen Me Lately, Joan? Yeah, I don't know what it's about, but I'm sure the band does.
Denims and all. Have you seen me lately, Joan. Have you seen me lately, Joan? Have you seen me lately, Joan? My heart felt like stone. We'll be right back.
All right, just about wrapping up things on the show today. That is, of course, UFO from their album No Heavy Petting, and a track called I'm a Loser from 1976. And then you heard Highway Lady, On With the Action, which was featured on the Strangers in the Night album, and then their version of All or Nothing by the Small Faces, which was actually a surprise. They actually do put covers on most of their albums. A pretty good cover of All or Nothing. Have You Seen Me Lately, Joan? And then Tonight Tonight starting off. So we're playing selected tracks from UFO's No Heavy Petting. And as I mentioned earlier, definitely a step up when Michael Schenker started playing guitar and joined the band. It was definitely a step in the right direction. Of course, 1976 saw other bands kind of similar. Thin Lizzy, of course, came up with Jailbreak in 76. Status Quo's Blue For You was out. What else in 76? Deep Purple had come and gone. Yeah, there was a whole bunch of new bands coming about, and UFO were leading the pack. Yeah, in places like the Reading concerts, the live outdoor shows that were going on at the time, 76, 77. So I hope you've enjoyed the show. We've been playing tracks from UFO. My studio versions of some of my tracks from the album In the Spirit that was from this year. And then we started the show off with some local tracks from 1983 and a compilation, double compilation vinyl album called The Waterfront. And because it came in 1983, it doesn't have a CD version of it. So we're going to wrap things up. I hope you've enjoyed things. We do this every Friday, 12 till 2 live. Then we go on CGSF 90.1 FM. On Tuesdays. So thanks for listening. If you've been listening this late on a Tuesday night, it's almost midnight. Thanks for being here. We're going to wrap up with one more track from UFO. Another track that was featured on the Strangers in the Night album that came a few years later. Thanks again. And this is UFO's Natural Thing. Too much, cause it's a natural thing. You have been listening to DJ Ian on the houseofprog.com and his radio show Transatlantic Express. Tune in every Friday, 12 noon, Pacific, 8 p.m. UK. And if you're in Vancouver, you can check out the show on CJSF 90.5.